Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to open with, and I want you to know this. The first thing that has gone right today with my radio day has been when I called you and you said, yes, I will shift to four. Joining us now is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law.
Well, Bill, I'm always locked and loaded and ready for you and the listeners because we just have so much fun, you and me.
I was doing the pre-record today for the weekend show, for the Gun Owners News Hour show that, you know, that you've been on WYSL up there in Rochester. And, let's just say that I don't know what happened with that recording. I sent it forward. I don't like listening to me anyway. And I sent it forward to my guy, and my guy gets it, and he goes, he was trying to think of a very diplomatic way to tell me that the audio was horrible. And
oh.
I was like, well, it must have been something in the email, so I go back and I listen to the raw files, and they're horrible too. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
I was 0 for everything until I called you and I told you that I double booked and please shift to 4. So thank you for giving me one win today. Thank you. I needed to double you.
Absolutely.
You got a new book.
I do. I have it in my hot little hand.
Yeah.
And it is January 6th, the 20 things you need to know. This is where we cut through all the red tape, all the noise out of Washington, all the smoke and mirrors, all the false narratives, however you want to phrase it. This is where we get down to 20 simple facts that is the true core of what happened going into January 6th, on January 6th, and after January 6th, particularly in terms of the prosecution.
How long do you think this will go on? How long will they drag this out?
Absent a major victory in the House in the midterm elections, easily into next year.
So much for the speedy trial thing, right?
Well, and that's part of why I feel like enough of this already. Let's pull the trigger. Let's get our team back on the field, regroup, no masks, a lull in COVID. Let's put our heads together and say, what are the 20 important things that we need to start discussing ourselves? So the format of this book is a nice spiral bind edge. Each one of the 20 things is laid out on one page. You can make photocopies and hand them out at your Rotten Gun Club. You could make photocopies and hand them out along the parade route this summer when you're running for office. Make a stack of handouts and toss them off the top of a building, which actually did get someone arrested in 1905 under the Alien and Sedition Act. So you are protected if you do that today. But let's start to really talk intelligently about January 6th and say to ourselves, do we really need the end game that the Democrats are pushing for, which is passage of House Bill 350 and the first federal felony to enable the DOJ and the FBI and other intelligence agencies to pursue Americans as domestic terrorists? No April Fools. The answer to that question is no. N-O. No.
So, And I'm curious, have you actually, when you're looking at this stuff and you're researching this, do you actually talk to any of the lawyers involved in this?
I have, at this point, communicated very briefly with three different of the attorneys representing a couple of my core defendants. So listeners who are familiar with hearing us have a little chat know that I really have stayed focused on defendants who are accused of being first. They may or may not have been members for more than one day, but they're accused of being oath keepers in addition to going to the Capitol on January 6th and engaging in whatever activity has resulted in criminal charges. But as these 15 months have gone along, I also have looked into what I call the outlier defendants. So the ones who really don't make sense, and we've talked about them, defendants like Leroy Lonnie Kaufman, who, by the way, just a couple days ago, again, his attorney has motioned to defer sentencing. So he's in jail. He's taken this fabulous plea deal that reduced him from a couple dozen firearms charges down to almost nothing, with a bare recommendation from the DOJ that he serve any prison time, because in spite of the fact that Lonnie Kaufman brought a truck to Washington, D.C., was homeless driving around for a week, went to Senator Ted Cruz's house looking for him, and then parked two blocks from the Capitol with a truck full of Molotov cocktails, and at the point that he was arrested, had a loaded handgun in each pocket. According to the DOJ, he has nothing to do with January 6th, and they don't mind. Okay, so to me, that's an outlier defendant. And today, hopefully this will make you feel like a couple things are going right for you, I brought you another outlier defendant, my newest outlier, Evan Newman. Okay. So I look forward to telling you about him and his Ukrainian dating service. He was apparently at the Capitol picking up bicycle racks, shoving them into officers, punching his fist across that bicycle rack to hit officers. And he is now granted asylum in Belarus. So, boy, have I got a good story for you today.
Well, it's already looking very promising. You want to set this? I mean, is that setting the stage? So the book, where can they find the book?
Sure. My website is 2ampatriot.com. And right now you can grab the book on sale, $5. My goal here is to get it out, to get our team reorganized on the field, get us talking about key points, and start moving this football down the field. So $5 will do it. Best deal ever. Order half a dozen. Give them out to your friends. Donate one to your local public library. I'm hoping at least one listener will send one to Christopher Wray, director of the FBI.
Do you think he would read it accidentally?
I do. I actually think if we could figure out how to get it into his hands personally, having studied him now for 15 months, I actually think he would put his nose into it and learn a couple of things. I'm not saying that to be cheeky, and this is, again, this is not an April Fool, but one of the things, for example, that is in my book, Simple Fact, the congressional calendar for January 6th was not in conformance with the election law. So Senator McConnell would be the first witness I would be calling to say, sir, it was only scheduled for 3 hours on the Wednesday afternoon. The election law allows 5 consecutive days, excepting Sunday. It allows for senators and congressmen to make objections, which then requires you to break the joint session, go into your two separate chambers, debate for a period of up to 2 hours, then take a vote, then reconvene as a joint session. Senator Cruz was clear, 6 states would have objections. That's a minimum of 12 hours. So explain to me, Mitch, explain to me how this thing wasn't doomed from the beginning, even without a single person showing up at the Capitol.
Hang on right there, if you will. Talking to Paloma Cabana. She's got a new book out. We're going to find out what it is about prior to you going and buying it for $5. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. She was telling us about a new outlier guy before we went to the break, where he's now in asylum in Belarus. What does that mean when you're in asylum in Belarus? Is that a pretty nice gig to have?
I wouldn't think so at the moment, given the war on Ukraine initiated by Russia. No. It's certainly not where I would be trying to find a no extradition country if I were truly on the lam.
So tell me about this cat.
Sure. So our man, Evan Newman, gets charged criminally March 2021. 6 counts brought against him.
Now, in Washington, D.C., what he was doing was illegal, whether there was they were certifying an election result or not, right?
Well, I think even when it's Chris Rock and Will Smith punching someone in the face is illegal in America, yes.
Okay. So, sorry to interrupt you.
No, no worries. No worries. Wasn't sure where you wanted me to go with that. But apparently, at the point that they charged him, March 23, what's interesting is that the FBI statement of fact says way deep on page 13 that as much as 5 weeks earlier, they actually had him under surveillance with the FBI's special surveillance group, and they observed him leaving his house in Mill Valley, California. P.S., he had just sold his house in Mill Valley for $1.3 million. And they followed him to San Francisco International Airport, where the FBI claims they interviewed him in person at the airport and let him go. They didn't charge him until 5 weeks later.
Right.
And just sort of fast forward to December of 2021, because this is a classic example of what the Department of Justice is doing to the January 6th defendant, they actually say he fled from the United States on February 16 and is currently believed to be in Belarus. A warrant has been issued for his arrest. But at the point he gets on a plane, they hadn't charged him with anything. He was perfectly free to leave the country, and he flew from San Francisco, apparently, to Italy. He does claim to be a designer of couture leather women's handbags, and indeed, the person who produces, or rather the company who produces those handbags, is in Italy. It's just that from Italy, he allegedly goes to Switzerland, then Germany, then Poland, then to Ukraine, where apparently he hangs out for 4 months, walks himself through the swampy area to the northeast of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant, past wild boars and snakes, and on foot across the border into Belarus, where he turns himself over to border guards and is in detention for a few days until they can sort it out in August 2021. And just recently, they've given him his official asylum. He is welcome to stay as long as he wants in Belarus. In fact, Belarus State TV has interviewed him in a segment that they say was titled Goodbye America. I was not able to watch that segment. Any link to it was broken. And so I'm going a little bit on, you know, other news reporters there. But he is a man with an interesting background. The FBI claims in their statement of fact that Mr. Newman's LinkedIn profile shows that he attended the Ukrainian Orange Revolution in 2004 and 2005. Which was their people's uprising. So, good researcher that I am, I trotted myself across to LinkedIn, signed myself in. I went very systematically through his LinkedIn profile on more than one occasion. I do not see any indication of that at all. But what I did find is that he does claim to be a co-founder of a international dating service in Kiev, Ukraine, that specialized in matching California men with Ukrainian women, I'm quoting, using the internet for real-time and low-cost correspondence.
Okay.
Now, apparently this has some lucrative nature to it. As I said, a $1.3 million house. That entry got a good chuckle out of me. And, of course, on LinkedIn, you simply type in your own profile. So who knows if anything is true? But it was the entry before that that got my attention, because in that entry, he claimed he was living and working as co-founder of a business in Moscow doing R&D, attempting to pair a pulse detonation engine provided by a Russian power energy institute with a Tesla turbine.
Wait, what? A pulse detonation engine?
Yes.
So he's working for the space service.
Well, that's what he claims. And so he says that since that time in 1992, he has all kinds of satellite experience, including NASA certification testing.
Okay. Social media is a great thing, isn't it?
You know, LinkedIn is one of those old platforms that I compliment the FBI for making a claim that he had such a thing there. It does make me wonder whether facial recognition software wasn't working at a higher level of precision back in 2004, 2005 than I was thinking.
Right.
But he absolutely was on their radar, and I do not think for one second it had anything to do with January 6th. So let me tell you the other gem that's in Mr. Newman's papers that I have not seen in anybody else's papers. So we have more than 800 people so far have been charged. Disclaimer, I have not looked at every case, but this far into it, I've looked at a very good number of them. And on his page 14 is a map of the U.S. Capitol with 32 place points. Every time he pivoted inside the Capitol building over the course of 3 hours and 11 minutes, they knew exactly where he was standing, and he went systematically from one end of the Capitol to the other. There's no other defendant with a chart like this. And
wow.
I'm hazarding a guess. Listeners, if you're out there, you know the answer to this. Get in touch with me, 2ampatriot.com. As compared to everybody else's cell phone records that they keep using in all of these prosecutions, this one, to me, looks like tracking device.
Well, you know, the way he describes himself on LinkedIn, now I know what the basis behind the Austin Powers character was. You hang on for me. Hang on for me just 1 minute. And we're talking to Paloma Capano, attorney at law, about her new book. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is set to vote on legislation today to legalize marijuana nationwide. Proponents say that legalizing marijuana at the federal level will simply reflect most states' existing policies that allow it in some form. The bill would eliminate criminal penalties and establish a process to expunge previous convictions from criminal records. Inflation and gas prices continue to hurt Americans. To help, President Biden released oil from the strategic reserves meant for emergency use only. But even Biden admits he doesn't know how much this will help.
My guess is we'll see it come down, continue to come down. But how far down, I don't think anyone can tell. And that, I'm talking matter of, I think, you know, days and weeks. But it's hard to tell. But it will come down. And it could come down fairly significantly. It could come down the better part of, you know, anything from 10 cents to 35 cents a gallon. It's unknown.
USA Radio News.
Bruce Willis' friend's fear of aphasia linked to injuries the actor suffered when he was hit in the head by a pyrotechnics device on the set of the movie Tears of the Sun back in 2002. As lawmakers get set to vote on Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination Monday, another Republican senator is a no-go.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson worked with some detainees at Guantanamo Bay during her time as a federal public defender. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he will not vote for Judge Jackson because he believes her past writings have accused the United States of war crimes.
That is not about defending somebody. That is an activist approach to the war on terror.
He says he is troubled with Judge Jackson's work on allowing a Guantanamo Bay detainee to challenge his detention. The Supreme Court has ruled that foreign detainees do have that right. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Paloma Cabana, attorney at law. You know, have you said the title of the book? I don't know the title of the book. It just occurred to me.
Oh, it's January 6th by 20 Things You Need to Know, or I call it 6 by 20. And the joke there is when a 2 by 4 is not enough.
When I've had many conversations with Paloma offline, and I've had her on the show numerous times. And when you're talking to Paloma, and maybe you should look at this book this way. Maybe you should look at this because she's constantly walking past something that has a shroud over it. But she always pulls the shroud off, and then she puts some astonishing clarity to what you see that was hiding under that shroud the entire time. And, that's the way I picture one of your books. Just you walking around a bunch of squares that are covered up with something.
And probably all you need to know about me, really, by way of background or preference to help to understand why, for me, this book is so important in our fight to write an accurate version of history, is that I have a sniper mentality. I prefer 308 long. I would be just as happy to have one good shot as opposed to an entire brick of mess, or splay, et cetera. So when I set out to do the current book and limited myself to 20 single sentences, that was actually both difficult and spiritual at the same time. Because for my first book, the events of January 6, 2021, What Impact the Second Amendment Movement, I have more than 350 footnotes. I have more than 100 pages. It is a beefy, meaty book that is a reference piece. Whereas for this one, what I was looking for was how can I really simplify this for people? Because there is just so much false information out there, so much melodrama. And I really do want us to be able to get to a point where we say what happened on January 6th, what concerns us as Americans, is any new legislation or, in this case, revision to security at the U.S. Capitol needing to be discussed and undertaken, which strikes me as the conversation I would have expected Congress to finish by March 2021, given that really the best hearings to date were January and February, so the very first round of hearings really contained just about anything you needed to know. So I'm trying to get us to a place where those of us who care about the Second Amendment, those of us who care about civil rights, those of us who still want to have a functioning government can have a conversation that is based in simple truth that really relates to the question of what, if anything, do we need to change about policy?
Well, there's going to be plenty of things to change about policy. I can see that coming right now. And I've been hearing something today, and I know this is not what you called about.
Okay.
But this, the House wanting to pass legalizing marijuana.
Yeah.
I kind of look at that as basement door gun control. Because they've never amended anything that I'm aware of to where if you are a drug user, that you are not a prohibited person as far as owning a gun.
And you would prefer it to be legal, not be legal?
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm not necessarily legal. I mean, I'm just saying that I think sometimes they do these, the Democrats are pretty stupid with some of the things they try to do. I mean, here lately they've been doing some things like, you know, with the New York Times when they got out there and said, oh, yeah, we knew about the Hunter Biden laptop and we suppressed that. Yeah, and we don't care if you know. I look at January 6th the same way, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I look at January 6th the same way because they're out there. They know that we know that nobody was charged with an insurrection.
Correct.
We know that they know that there was no, that day, the House of Representatives and the Capitol, none of that was closed.
Correct.
And yet they're still doing it, and they don't care if we know that they know. So,
And just one more point that I just have to add on to that list.
Sure.
Simple truth. The only shot fired on January 6th was the one that killed Ashley Babbitt.
By a cop.
But nobody's talking about that either.
Well, I mean, I would love to know what the briefing was that morning or what the rules were or whatever. That guy, isn't he sort of like an officer within their hierarchy?
Yeah.
Is he a lieutenant or a captain?
He's chief of security for the United States House of Representatives within the United States Capitol Police. He was returned to his position, same position that he had before January 6th.
Right.
And I did try, Bill, I sent the Freedom of Information to USCP, to the United States Capitol Police, specifically asking for their written policy on the use of lethal force and just half a dozen other things. It wasn't huge or overburdening in any way. I kept it nice and skinny to the very core documents or records that I thought would help us to have an intelligent conversation. And the attorney for USCP came back with, FOIA doesn't apply to us. We're not giving you or anybody else anything.
Now, is that actually true? Are there certain places that FOIA does not apply?
It appears that it is legally incorrect for USCP to take that position. Justice Watch recently brought a successful lawsuit with a slightly different angle of approach legally to how they got the job done. And frankly, it really then puts the onus on me. You do have some time after rejection of a FOIA to sue in court. And it does then sort of put the onus on me to say, well, okay, justice has got this recipe. They've got a complaint that worked. Let me simply apply it to my FOIA and see if we can flush this particular policy. What troubles me a little bit more, just to really take our listeners on a Friday afternoon drive, is that other FOIAs that I sent relative to Ashley Babbitt to offices and agencies to which there is no question of law, are crickets. They have not even acknowledged to me what is required at law, which is mandatory. Here's our letter acknowledging receipt of your letter. Here's your tracking number within our system, and here is when we expect we can get back to you. I truly have never not gotten at least the receipt letter and then been able to engage with the office, sometimes by phone, so forth. But in the case of Ashley Babbitt, I have multiple FOIAs that went in that did not even receive acknowledgement of receipt letters. So it's a very uncomfortable subject. It's very difficult to peel this back.
Right, right, right.
I know, you really opened a can of worms this afternoon. We're talking about it all.
Well, that's, hey, that's fine with me. Let's talk about it all. I mean, it all needs to be out there anyway, but...
It does.
We're coming up on the next break. How do they find your book? Where is your book?
Yes. 2ampatriot.com. So two books, stacks of blogs with information you can't find anywhere else. Those are free. Replays of Lock and Load with Bill Frady episodes, and even some activism that you can jump straight into, some letters you can print out to send to members of Congress opposing House Bill 350.
Is your book written from the I'll have to ask you this in the next segment. Talking to Paloma Cabana, attorney at law. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law. Now, do you think, because first of all, right now the Democrats can't help themselves, can they? They can't. They're not actually going to right the course and try to keep themselves from being totally obliterated, because I guess they believe that they can do this over and over again and eventually it will come back to them. Would you agree with that?
I'm not sure how they're thinking, but I do agree that they can't help themselves. They made a decision well ahead of January 6th that they wanted President Trump out, gone, never to be seen again.
Right.
At whatever cost it was going to be, including that some of their, if you will, junior or fewer terms of office members of their own party could end up being sacrificed in the midterm elections. I fully believe that the leadership within the Democratic Party right now does not care who they have to sacrifice to simply stay on their own course.
Right. So, knowing that...
Yeah.
See, I've always had this belief that if the Republicans would get out of the uniparty and actually be different and do something that the other party is not doing, they could stay in power as long as they want to stay in there, if they were actually to go out there and be effective. Should we look at January the 6th, and should we look at November, and should we look at 2023 as an opportunity to right things, or are we going to still be swimming up the river with this?
If I am chief strategist advising behind the scenes for the National Republican Party going into the midterms, I don't know that Americans want to hear much more about January 6th. So I myself am a bit of an outlier
right.
in that regard, and I'm sensitive to how the reaction to what I am doing has changed even over the past 15 months and even among Second Amendment supporters or persons who know someone who is a defendant or who has already served 30 days in prison as part of their plea deal. So I think that the Republicans need to get back to bread and butter Republican politics, be concerned about jobs, be concerned about national security. I do think that we need to have an outstanding diplomatic corps and maintain very good international relations, particularly in the current environment that is created and being driven by a madman in Moscow. And I think we need to make sure that candidates for office, whether they are new or whoever our longest serving member is right now into the 30 plus years of service, maybe Senator Graham from South Carolina, they need to be in district in person burning shoe leather in an old fashioned way to turn out our voters in person. And we then need to be doing some post-election auditing to try to take a look at the system itself and say, okay, in the absence of a President Trump on the ballot, in the absence of a polarizing woman like Hillary Clinton on the ballot, how do the machines function? And do we need to then have a commission to look at the past so many years since we switched over to electronic voting? To me, I think that that voters are not uninterested in the question of election fraud, even when they are a progressive Democrat. But the way that it's been handled so far, the way that it was handled November 2020, is not one that we can't simply go through the midterms, take the majority, and then rewind and repeat ourselves, or we're simply going to flip it back again in 2 years.
Right.
We have to move forward. We have
to move forward. The first thing that's going to happen is if the Republicans do take the midterms, they're not going to get the veto-proof majority. They're not going to get it in the House. They're not going to get it in the Senate. So
I'm gonna flip a coin with you on the House.
Really? Okay.
I don't think in the Senate.
Hey,
I'll flip a coin with you on the House.
I hope I'm wrong on that one.
And I hope I'm right. I've got my fingers crossed.
If we
can hang together as a party and stay smart on how we're handling Ukraine, NATO, the question of immigration and the question of our southern border, we could have an overwhelming turnout with a lot of cross voting from moderate Democrats and independents.
Well, I think the thing that needs to happen, and I think it comes down to messaging, I think the Republicans need to get out there and say, listen, we can try to reverse this, but it's not going to be over with tomorrow. And we have to, but then what they need to do is they need to take on the Trump philosophy of coming in ahead of time and under budget and actually go out there and start something, finish it, and put out a finding on this, and let's see some, you know, maybe somebody goes to jail. Maybe, you know, and if they were to do that once or two or three times, I think that would catch the attention of a lot of voters, but a lot of voters seem to be sort of fickle on some of this stuff.
And we'll take a poll. We'll let people, like, comment on your Facebook page. I think the winning message here is the economy is strong. I stay away from going after Biden. Biden's his own worst enemy. Just leave it be. Critical indicators within the economy are strong, and we are the party that is now going to make sure the borders are secure so that we can get back to a middle-class way of life. We can get you back to work, get your kids back to school, get the economic engine purring, and move forward. That's what I think people not only want to hear, but would like to see at this point. I actually think, as sad as it is to say, because here I am full-time on January 6th, but I actually think if January 6th simply evaporated tomorrow, the prosecutions were quietly dropped against any person who simply stood on the grass outside the Capitol. We sorted out what few people were actually violent against law enforcement officers, let them have their day in court. I think people would be happy if we were simply finished with the discussion about January 6th, got the Capitol back to pre-COVID, little yellow school buses pulling up, USDP needs to turn in their sniper rifles, the OIG was clear, you're not even trained properly to use them. Don't be standing on top of that building pointing at my kid.
Yeah.
That's my very simple snide remark there. I think...
I will put that... I may pose that. Well, I mean, calm is fine, but I mean, we need to have some... We need to get down and understand that we're going to have to be as ruthless as they are. That doesn't mean we can't be correct, we can't be right. But we do need to get in there and say we're playing hardball, we're going to play hardball. So like if somebody starts boarding up the windows where we can't see them, the vote counting votes, we go over there and we confront them and snatch the boards off the window.
We need to get the FBI off persecuting Americans. We need to get the DOJ off prosecutorial overreach. But the room I would really like to be in post-Republican majority in Congress is to get inside with some of our military brass and say, okay, I would love to hear the debrief on your thoughts on Russia's misstep and what you need from us in Congress to ensure our continued military superiority.
Well, the first thing you need to do, Paloma, when you go in there is you need to say, do you believe that there's white rage in the military? And if they say yes, then you need to say, well, you're fired. Because you don't know the mission of the military.
Well, but I have been studying since January 6th what they've been doing in the name of flushing out domestic terrorists.
Sure.
And that is just a head spin that needs to stop.
Yes.
We need to let our military focus on our military.
The military, the Pentagon, if the Pentagon was cleaned out, I think the military would take care of itself at that point. I could be wrong. I haven't been in the military in 32 years. Haven't been on a military post in 32 years, but I kind of think the rank and file of the military would love to get back to their job of being the class act on the planet. But we are running out of time.
I think so. Yeah.
We're running out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today.
And thank you to all of our men and women of the military who are actively serving and who are veterans. We could not be doing what you, Bill, and I are doing today in the name of free speech without their protection.
Absolutely. Thank you, ma'am. Paloma Campana, attorney at law. More about that book will be coming in the coming days. Hour number two is inbound coming up. The gun writer, Lee Williams, is joining us. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.